Christus underlid light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandeliers? I never did fit in too well with those you knew, and it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit too well with you, 'cause you trade me of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. For the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandeliers? I see your picture in the paper almost every day, and you're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, and then it fades away, and the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandeliers?
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity news begins our program this time. The Department of Meteorology, Australian Government Department, the Department of Space Services in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that the level of solar activity remains very low. It means that propagation on the higher frequencies above about 13 megahertz will continue to be somewhat unreliable on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances. But on the other hand, frequencies above about 13 megahertz on or following daylight paths will be somewhat more reliable. Those conditions are not expected to change in the immediate future. We're now moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle number 24. The latest estimates are that the new cycle, at cycle 25, is not expected to become apparent until much later this year, 2017. Now, some propagation notes here in Melbourne. The morning period, that's the post-sunrise period, has been quite good, with many signals in the 25 and 31 metre bands between 1930 and 2000. These are mainly short path signals following darkness paths from the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and Asia. And this is a summary of recent observations. 11580, the Overcomer Ministry, broadcasting from Miami in Florida, WRMI, with English. And 11750, Adventist World Radio, broadcasting from the Relay Center in Issoudun in France, with programs in the Igbo language. Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service on three frequencies in this band, 11820, 11915, and 11930, all carrying the same program in Arabic. And 11930 actually has interference, co-channel interference from the American station, Radio Marti, with its programs in Spanish. 11995, Radio France International from the Issoudun transmitting station with its programs to Africa and the Middle East in French. 12095, the BBC broadcasting from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE with programming in Arabic. And 12140, the IBB in Washington through the Voice of America via the Kuwait relay station, programs in Kurundi to Africa. And 12160, WWCR, always a good signal. 11860, Radio Sana, or it's a station relaying the programs of Radio Sana. It's actually in Saudi Arabia, with broadcast in Arabic. And 11660, the BBC from the Ascension relay station, with programs to Africa in Hausa. In the 31-meter band, we note the following signals. 9275, the USA, WMLK, in English. 9380, All India Radio, with Hindi and English. 9390, Radio Thailand, from the Udon transmitting station, in English. 9410, the BBC from Dabaya in the UAE, with English. And the Voice of Greece on two frequencies, 9420 and 9935, both carrying the same program in Greek. And 9425, the Voice of Korea, with its broadcast in German to Europe. Another frequency for All India Radio is 9445, with English. That actually signs off on the channel at 1945. And the other frequency for All India Radio is 9915, also with English. 9485, NHK, an interesting relay station from Radio Japan, using the transmitting the relay facility in the Vatican at Santa Maria di Galleria. The program is in English for Africa, Europe and the Middle East. And 9495, the Voice of America from Lampetheim in Germany, programs in Kurdish. And 9495, KNLS, the World Christian Broadcasting Organization, broadcasting from the relay station in Madagascar with programming in Russian. And 9515, the Korean Broadcasting System in Seoul, Korea, with broadcast in Korean. And just up a little in frequency is 9525, the Voice of Indonesia, with English. And some frequencies for China Radio International. 9535, Portuguese from the Baoyi transmitting station. 9615, German from the Urumqi transmitting station. 9645, French from the Kunming broadcasting facility. 9655, Turkish from Kunming. 9745, Esperanto from Urumqi. And 9770, Cantonese from Kashi. And also further down in that band, we have 9555, Broadcasting Service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Arabic. 9625, NHK, Radio Japan in Tokyo, quite good signals in English. 9635, this is the Radio Algeria station, the international service using relay facilities in Issoudun in France with broadcasts in French. And 9675, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, this time in Turkish. And 9690, the Spanish foreign radio from Madrid with its broadcast in Spanish. 9700, the Overcomer Ministry, broadcasting from the relay facility in Sofia, Bulgaria, with English. And the Voice of Vietnam on 9730 with its English programs to Europe and Africa. And 9810, an interesting relay frequency for Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting from Issoudun in France with broadcasts in Arabic to the Middle East. 9825, the BBC from Wolverton in England with its broadcast in Hausa. And 9830, closer to home, Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, relaying the domestic service in Malay. And 9850, Adventist World Radio from Nauen in Germany, the broadcast in the language known as Tachel. I think that's how you pronounce it. 9870, another frequency for Saudi Arabia in Arabic. And 9895, Radio France International from Dubai in the UAE in French. And 9985, Voice of America from Udon in Thailand, the relay station there with broadcast in English to Asia. So quite good reception here in Melbourne in Victoria during our post-sunrise window on the 25 and 31 metre bands with good propagation from most continents. And those conditions should continue to be sustained in the immediate future. A note now concerning the Vatican Radio broadcasts. In a press release, the Vatican Radio has said that its English service to Africa is to be broadcast on digital platforms shortly, and that includes the FM service. The effective date of operation was to be February 15, 2017, and from this date onwards, the English Africa programs can be heard only through the Vatican Radio World Channel on Digital Audio Broadcasting Standard, that's DAB or DAB Plus. Some listeners, according to the Vatican Radio, can continue to listen to the podcast of the daily program throughout the day by logging on to its website and hear the on-demand or podcast sections of the program. Station says that in recent years it's experimented with digital transmission technologies, including DAB, which is understood to be cheaper and has the better sound quality, according to experts. In Africa, the main outlet for the English Africa programs will continue to be through the retransmission of the daily program by several Catholic radio stations in the continent. Most of these radio stations are owned by various African Catholic dioceses, parishes, religious congregations, and some by the Radio Maria network. The times and frequencies of shortwave broadcast to Africa and the rest of the world remain the same, so there's no alteration to shortwave coverage. But Vatican Radio has also been experimenting with DRM, that's Digital Radio Mundial, broadcast on shortwave in recent months, and the results have not been according to expectations. The African broadcasts are currently heard between 0300 and 0330 on 7360 from the Madagascar relay, that's to Central and East Africa, and 0500 to 0530 on 9660, also from Madagascar to Southern Africa. and English to West Africa from the Vatican is 0630-0700 on 9660, and also in between 0500 and 0530 on the same frequency from Madagascar. The 966 frequency at 0630 is actually from Santa Maria di Galleria. Now, those are some of the frequencies of the Vatican Radio's English broadcast to Africa.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Dutch girl says, yeah, yeah. Every little Russian says, da, da. But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you won't listen to my plea, won't say yes in any language to me. When will you say, see, see? Every little Dutch girl says, yeah, 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 yeah. Every little Russian says, da, da. But sweetheart, oh, why won't you tell me why? No matter how much I try, please tell me why. La-da-da-da-da-da, won't you listen to my plea? Won't say yes in any language to me. Oh, oh, and will you say CC? Say CC. Language.